Welcome to The Haunted and the Strange. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Sean.
Grab a drink, dim those lights, and stay a
while we discuss everything.
Well, haunted and strange.
In Greyfriars Kirkyard, spirits roam. Among the tombstones, their timeless home. In the quiet of the night, under the moon's soft light, they whisper tales in hushed tones. Here, in the heart of the city's core, rests history's unopened door. Each stone a chapter sealed, each name a story revealed of lives lived long before. Greyfriars Kirkyard, serene and still, holds the past in its gentle chill, with tales that echo wide in the city's historic tide, its spirits whispering still. The Mackenzie Poltergeist is a reputed paranormal phenomenon associated with Greyfriars Kirkyard in Edinburgh, Scotland. The story revolves around the alleged haunting of the tomb of Sir George Mackenzie, a 17th century Scottish lawyer and politician who earned the nickname Bloody Mackenzie due to his persecution of Covenanters during the reign of Charles II. Greyfriars Kirkyard is a historic cemetery located in the heart of Edinburgh. It is situated just south of Edinburgh Castle and is known for its rich history, atmospheric surroundings and various notable burials. The cemetery dates back to the late 16th century when it was established on the grounds of the former Franciscan monastery known as the Greyfriars Monastery. The kirkyard itself was formally laid out in 1562. Greyfriars Kirkyard features a mix of architectural styles, including Gothic and classical influences. The gravestones and monuments within the cemetery vary in design, reflecting the changing styles of different historical periods. The kirkyard is the final resting place for several prominent figures in Scottish history, literature and politics, the most famous being Sir George Mackenzie. Other notable figures include James Craig, the architect of Edinburgh's New Town, and poet Alan Ramsay. Within the kirkyard, there is a section known as the Covenanters' Prison, where Covenanters, Scottish Presbyterians who resisted religious and political oppression in the 17th century, were imprisoned. The area serves as a reminder of Scotland's turbulent history. Greyfriars Kirkyard gained notoriety due to the alleged haunting associated with Sir George Mackenzie's tomb. The Mackenzie Poltergeist is said to be responsible for various paranormal activities reported by visitors, leading to the cemetery's reputation as one of the most haunted places in Edinburgh. Greyfriars Kirkyard is open to the public, and guided tours are available for those interested in exploring its history and hearing tales of its most famous inhabitants. The tours often include visits to key locations within the cemetery, such as the Black Mausoleum associated with the Mackenzie Poltergeist. Over the years, the kirkyard has faced challenges related to weathering and vandalism. Efforts have been made to preserve and restore the cemetery, ensuring its historical and cultural significance endures. Greyfriars Kirkyard continues to attract visitors from around the world, drawn not only by its historical importance but also by its mystique surrounding the Mackenzie Poltergeist and the captivating stories associated with its many graves. The tale of the Mackenzie Poltergeist gained prominence in the late 19th century when reports of eerie occurrences and paranormal experiences began to surface. The most infamous location linked to the poltergeist is the Black Mausoleum, where Sir George Mackenzie is buried. The mausoleum was built in the late 17th century and is known for its intricate and ominous design. Numerous visitors and paranormal enthusiasts claim to have encountered unsettling phenomena around Mackenzie's tomb. Reports include sudden drops in temperature, inexplicable noises, and even physical manifestations like scratches or bruises. Some visitors have reported feeling an overwhelming sense of dread and unease while near the mausoleum. Some visitors claim to have direct and unsettling encounters with the Mackenzie Poltergeist after disrespecting or disturbing Sir George Mackenzie's tomb. Some stories include the feeling of being touched and instances of individuals collapsing or feeling overwhelmed by an unseen force. Many tour guides who lead groups through the Greyfriars Kirkyard share their own experiences. Some guides report witnessing inexplicable phenomena such as strange lights, shadows, and even hearing voices or footsteps when there are no visible sources. Several individuals assert that they have experienced physical manifestations attributed to the Mackenzie poltergeist. This includes scratches, bruises, and other unexplained marks appearing on their bodies after visiting the Black Mausoleum. Some visitors claim to have captured anomalous phenomena in photographs taken at the graveyard. This includes orbs, light anomalies, or mist-like formations, which believers interpretate as evidence of paranormal activity. Paranormal investigators often use electronic devices during their visits. Some claim to have experienced disturbances in their equipment, such as sudden battery drains, malfunctions, or unexplained electromagnetic fluctuations near the mausoleum. It is important to note that while these accounts contribute to the lore of the Mackenzie poltergeist, they remain unverified and subject to individual interpretation. Skeptics argue that many of these experiences can be attributed to natural phenomena, psychological factors, or even suggestion, given the historical and atmospheric context of the graveyard. The Mackenzie poltergeist gained further attention through its association with the Mackenzie poltergeist curse. According to the legend, disturbing Mackenzie's final resting place or showing disrespect to the tomb can lead to misfortune, illness, or even death. Many individuals have come forward with stories attributing their hardships to encounters with the alleged curse. Researchers and paranormal investigators have conducted various studies and investigations to explore the authenticity of the Mackenzie poltergeist phenomenon. Some argue that the experiences are merely psychological reactions to the eerie atmosphere of the graveyard, while others firmly believe in the existence of supernatural forces. Greyfriars, with its long history and atmospheric surroundings, serves as a focal point for those intrigued by the intersection of history and the paranormal. Tours of the graveyard often include stops at the Black Mausoleum, offering visitors the opportunity to learn about the Mackenzie poltergeist legend and, for the brave-hearted, to experience the reputed paranormal activity firsthand. The Mackenzie poltergeist is a chilling tale associated with the Greyfriars Kirkyard, blending historical elements with the claims of supernatural occurrences. Whether one believes in the paranormal or not, the legend continues to captivate those interested in the mysterious and unexplained.
Hi, I'm Natasha with Cryptids, Creeps, and Conspiracy. Embark with me on a journey to uncover the details involving cryptids, haunted houses, and unsolved mysteries. Get ready to awaken your curiosity and explore the unknown. Ask questions, and together, let's unravel the secrets behind the legends.
So I have to say, I love the history on this one. I actually, before listening, knew quite a bit about George Mackenzie.
Well, more than I did then.
Yeah. what did he do though? He was like basically the lawyer something. How did it work?
He was a prominent lawyer, wasn't he?
Right, yes.
And he was quite a tough, stern lawyer as well. You know, which is kind of what you want, but I think he was incredibly strict. You know, and he would win pretty much all of his cases for the crown.
Yeah,
I believe.
Hmm. Well, yeah, because he was the lead, prosecutor, basically, when King Charles came back from exile.
Yeah,
and was like persecuting the Coventers. I always say shit wrong. The Presbyterian, like the Coventers. So he was like, and quite a bit of these people end up getting executed actually on this land.
They did, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, or they died from like mistreatment.
Yeah, because this, you know, it's 17th century, 1600s, you know, it's not that long ago, really, in the grand scheme of things. But,
no.
I mean, they were pretty harsh, pretty brutal. The prisons were, you know, dank, dark, damp, just not nice place. So, yeah, a lot of them would have died and, you know, they weren't too privy about just executing people, you know, for the smallest of things as well. But especially for the Covenanters, it was execution, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Be gone with you.
Yeah, and there was always so much of that too. The religion, hate, war. It was like rinse and repeat. Religion, hate, war. Oh, we're still doing it today, actually. Religion, hate, war.
If you didn't follow like what the king wanted, or you know the high up lords and whatever it was back then, you were deemed as an outsider and a troublesome person. Get rid of him. They don't follow what we follow. Nowadays, it's just don't talk to them. Back then, it's hang them, kill them.
Exactly. So, well, and it was dangerous, too, to even say anything that was outside of what the religion that the current king or queen believed. Like, it was heresy. Like,
And if you spoke up against the king as well, it was, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
You're almost signing your own death sentence.
What
I love about this one is it's another kind of, I've said it before in other episodes, it's like a romantic story of a folklore based around an area. You know,
yes.
All right, no romance, of course, but it's that kind of feel. You've got the graveyard, you've got the mausoleums, you've got the, you know, the statues, and then you've got the stories. And whether they are true or not, they make a good story and they get people listening and wanting to visit that place. So it's romantic in a kind of way.
Yeah. And you know what, too? Speaking of romantic, I wanted to bring this up. So I don't know who the tomb belongs to, but there's one tomb in this graveyard that in Latin it says non omnis mori ar, which means I shall not wholly die, or it's another translation from that, because it's Latin, would be not all of me will die.
Right,
which is super cool. Like, we know that would mean my memory will live on, right? But based on the hauntings and everything, when I knew that was there, I was like, oh, cool. Maybe, I don't know.
That's kind of saying, it's kind of cool. My body may die, but my spirit will live on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? Which, and it does. It always, our spirits, no matter what, even if we don't come back in a spectral form, our spirits live on in the people that loved us, right? The stories that they tell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. And there's there's been a lot of stories about the graveyard as well, or the kirkyard, as it's called, that are pretty cool. You know, everyone loves a good graveyard. Everyone loves a nice monument and whatnot, but it's the stories that come with them.
Yeah, and this graveyard, too, has mort safes, which are those, like, iron cages that they would put over graves to keep the grave robbers out.
Yeah, to protect the body,
I like that kind of stuff, that morbid, like, in the history behind it. Maybe more on that later.
And being so close to the Edinburgh Castle as well, you know, it's within that area. It's that whole area just has so much history, and whether it's good or bad history, it's just got a lot of it. And, you know, it's bound to generate energy. It's bound to live on as long as possible.
Have you ever been to Edinburgh?
I went a long time ago when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I've been to Glasgow, the Highlands, you know, and then further south towards the border of England. I've been to quite a few places around there, but Edinburgh's one I haven't been to as an adult, which I'd love to go to. Apparently it's absolutely amazing there. So.
Yeah. Okay, you know what I'm going to need you to do? I'm going to need you to, like, take, like, 3 months off work, okay? So you should book that.
I will try.
And I'm going to make you a list of all these places that you need to go see, and then you can just like videotape it, or
I'll be the researcher.
Okay, sounds good. Let me live vicariously through you. How far is it from where you are to Edinburgh?
It's probably about 120-ish miles, so it's not too far.
Why don't you go right now?
Well, it's in a difficult part because it's on the east of Scotland. So because I live on the west, we have a motorway that runs up called the M6, and it goes right up into Scotland, and then it turns into different roads. But it's quite easy to get to Glasgow. But then from Glasgow, you've got to go across to Edinburgh. So it's not quite as easy to drive.
Right.
Not too bad on the train. But in the UK, trains, you need a mortgage. So,
are they expensive?
Oh, good God, yes, they're expensive.
Oh,
and they're terrible as well.
So we don't really have them here. Well, we do have trains. We have the Via Rail, and it's expensive. No rich people go on there.
Yeah.
Only rich people.
In the UK, they're expensive. They never run on time, and they're most always cancelled. So there's just no point in using a train.
We've got trains in like the major cities. And then we have the Via Rail that goes, I think it goes all the way across Canada. I know you can go from like Vancouver to Jasper, which is in Alberta. And I'm sure you can go to the other side of Canada. I don't know. I don't look into it because I'm not rich. But it's pretty, we don't have that.
Yeah. But it's not too far.
We're also very big.
Well, that's it. I think compared to you,
right?
It's around the corner, really, but.
Yeah.
It's quite difficult sometimes to get there.
Yeah. That's why when you say it's like under 200 miles, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm planning a trip right now to go to Vancouver Island, and it's a 12 and a half hour drive just to get to Vancouver. And then I still have to then get on a ferry.
Yeah.
And take it across to the island.
I think 12 and a half hours for me, including ferry, I could possibly be central Germany, I reckon.
Wow. From I'm going to go from one province to another province.
Maybe West Germany.
Yeah. Crazy. Okay, anyways. I just was curious if you had been there. So apparently this kirkyard is one of the most haunted in all of Edinburgh. Like, haunted place.
Yeah. There's been a lot of reports of... happenings, touching, shadows, noises.
Batteries being drained on equipment, which I've seen that firsthand on a paranormal investigation where I've had meters drain. I had two of them drain.
Right. Well, there's the energy.
Because they need to pull. That's what it is. They need to, like, the theory is... between paranormal investigators, that they need the spirits need to actually pull energy from places. So that's why they will drain batteries. That's why cameras will, video cameras will malfunction and all that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get scratched. I don't like places where people get scratched or anything like that. Cause a lot of the times it's like, it looks like it's pretty painful, like pretty bad scratches, not just like a little one.
But imagine how much energy that will be needed to do that, to actually physically scratch for, something that's supposed to be invisible. It can't touch anything. It's an apparition to generate that energy or gather that energy to actually physically scratch somebody. That's a lot of energy. So there's, is there water nearby that's providing the energy needed? Obviously it's draining all the batteries, the cameras, etc. So it's gaining energy from there. But a lot of energy is needed to actually physically scratch or touch. And I suppose move things as well.
Yeah. Well, and that's poltergeist, that's what they'll do, right? They move things, they touch, they push.
Yeah.
They're loud. I don't know. I don't know if, why, like where, or, what am I trying to say? There's got to be some kind of like water or something nearby because this place is so active, Right. Or maybe there's just, it's just that intense of emotions. You know, I always talk about that, how I really believe that a lot of these is just the emotion.
Yeah. I mean, if I've told you it rains a lot here in Edinburgh, it probably rains twice as much. So maybe that's where it's getting its energy from. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's always raining.
I wonder if there's any ley lines or anything nearby.
Yeah, could be, yeah. I mean, that's something something we definitely need to look into is the ley line theory. Very interesting.
Yeah. I would really like to go to Scotland one day and go to Edinburgh. My brother has been there and I'm a little jealous.
It is. I like Scotland. I like it a lot. The Highlands are amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite difficult to understand them sometimes, but, you know. Besides
sometimes
that,
I
it's an
have
amazing
a hard time
place.
Understanding you, so.
Right, well, you've got no chance with a Scottish person.
That was good. I love this one. So much history.
Yeah.
Once again, just makes me not want to be in Canada. I want to go somewhere where there's a lot more history.
Well, come east. You have to come east.
Please be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening on.
You can find us on Instagram at HauntedStrangePod.
For each of our episodes, we will be doing a post on Instagram as well, so you can head over there and check out some images for each episode.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of The Haunted and the Strange.
Until next time, stay spooky.
This is Tracy.
This is Samantha.
This is The Suspended Sentence.
Grab your latte and join us as we enter season two, starting January 1st of 2024.
A year packed full of serial killers that you may or may not have ever heard of.
Thanks for being there.
Stay safe.